Welcome to the Track Talk podcast. We are back. It is race week. We've been waiting so long. Race week's here. Testing's done. All the boring bit is out of the way. The liveries are here. Testing's done. We're going to get racing. I'm joined by Jay. How are you, mate?
I'm good. It's been a while, hasn't it? It's been a while since we've seen some Formula One cars on the track. I was sat there this week watching the cars go. It didn't feel real. It kind of felt like I was watching a video game. Watching the cars go around, seeing all the drivers' faces, seeing some new nice liveries and seeing some new less than nice liveries. But we'll get onto that later. Just excited, man. Just excited. What, we're recording this on, what's today, Monday?
Yes.
It is. Yes. And that means that we are racing in three days is practice, which is weird to think, isn't it? Because Bahrain's on a Thursday, just Saturday this year.
It is. It's throwing everything off, but I'm not complaining. It's one less day to wait until... I mean, I don't know about you, but I'm more excited for qualifying than I am for the race, because I feel like that's the first time we'll really see the order.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm just being a bit F1 nerdy there, but...
Yeah, no, you will probably get the order on Thursday. Also, Friday. Yeah. But I don't know. Usually Bahrain's a pretty decent race. I
mean, yeah.
Last year, it was meh. But... I quite like it as a season opener. I know Charles fierce in Australia, but I don't mind Bahrain.
I think it is going back to Australia, isn't it?
Is it?
I feel like I've read that somewhere, but I could be wrong. So don't quote me on it. Anyway, we're going to discuss testing briefly, and then we're going to rank the liveries because we haven't done that yet. And then we'll be back later in the week to preview the Bahrain Grand Prix. But what did you make of testing? I suppose there's no massive surprises, except maybe one that I'll mention in a bit. But what did you make of testing?
Don't know. It was the only thing that really pricked my ears up was that drain cover coming loose on day two.
That did happen.
That did happen, didn't it? And they had to stop the morning session for like an hour, add an hour into the evening session. But there was nothing that really sort of tickled me. I mean, maybe Merck's lack of pace. They look a bit off the pace. Quite a few pundits have got them being the fifth slowest car, behind obviously Red Bull, Ferrari, McLaren and Aston, which is quite crazy, isn't it? So are they sandbagging? Are they showing their real pace? Are they just really, really slow and are we racing against Alpine and Yuki Tsunoda? And then there's Ferrari. Can they jump the gap to Red Bull? Verstappen looked imperious on day one, but then Ferrari set the fastest times on day two and three. Went on day two and three when Perez was driving. So I don't know. Like you said, I guess everything will become clear on Thursday. But sorry, Friday. So I'm getting one of these days. Everything will become clear on Friday. But the way I've sort of interpreted it is that it will be closer than last year between Red Bull and Ferrari, but Verstappen will still have the edge, at least for the opening three rounds, at least.
Yeah, I think it does look pretty much like... Obviously, we don't know, because Mercedes have always sort of said that they're sandbagging, but then that was said because they were so much quicker than everyone else, and now they're not. So do they still sandbag? I don't know. I don't know where the rules have sit on that in terms of where Mercedes want to go with it. Red Bull looked quickest, Ferrari looked decent. The huge surprise to me was Alpine. Apparently that is a tractor.
Yeah,
it's an absolute tractor. It's been said that it's overweight, aerodynamically inefficient, slow on one lap, and slow in continuous running, according to a lot of sources. And then there was this thing where Alpine engineers were like liking stuff on Twitter, saying basically their car's a load of crap.
Maybe that is a big ploy, though. That could be a massive ploy.
It could be.
They're told to like stuff on Twitter.
It could be, but... If it is true, you know, it's not looking good for Alpines. Quite a few sources are saying it now that they really are struggling. And that team's had a lot of investment recently. It's had, you know, all those celebs come in and invest. It's had quite a lot of investment, really. You know, they got rid of Otmar. They went in a different direction. Like, it's bold moves. And if that car is last, that's a massive surprise. Also, really ruins my predictions.
Yeah, ruins mine as well. It could be. I don't know. I just feel like it can't be much worse than Haas. Maybe, like, you don't know, like, testing engine modes. Maybe they are really poor, but they were, what, sixth best car last year? After the five I just mentioned. And I felt like the gap between... They were kind of isolated Alpine. You kind of had the top five who were clear of them. Maybe Aston Martin towards the end of the season were nearer them. And then you had the four behind who were... So, Alpha, Williams, Haas, and well, it was AlphaTauri last year, but it's also this year. It's another name. They were far behind Alpine, so for them to fall back behind those teams, I felt like that's a lot of loss of performance, or the other Cosmo is a big gap. I feel like it is unlikely for them to be that far back. Maybe they might be nearer them, but I still think they probably will be the sixth best team. They maybe won't be as close to McLaren and Aston and Mercedes as they were maybe hoping. And also, I would say, out of the back five, they've probably got the best driver lineup. Obviously, Ocon's a tie pair hand. I know you're going to throw the case in for steak. Go on.
No, I wasn't. I'd probably agree.
Yeah, no, Joe's carrying bias these days. And then you've got...
okay, mate.
And then, yes, they've probably got the best driver lineup. They've probably got the most resource out of all those teams as well. So, I mean, even if they are a bit further back than they were last year, I can't imagine them finishing anywhere this season other than P6, unless the other big winner from testing we haven't mentioned yet is VCOB/RB/ Visa Cash App Red Bull, whatever they're called nowadays. They were really good. They look quick.
They did.
People got them in P6 ahead of the Alpine, so that could be one to watch. But with Daniel Ricciardo at the wheel, is he still the man he once was? I do quite like Sonoda. Can he pull that car up to, I guess, you know, P6 finish? There was all the rumours between in the off season that their car was now much more closely linked to Red Bull. So yeah. I guess that obviously helped, because that Red Bull car is probably the best car in history. So I don't know. It's always some bugs, isn't it, Ben? It's always some bugs. We'll have to see come a few days' time. But from the way it's looking like there have been a few minor changes to the running order, but nothing too wide. We're not going to see Kevin Magnussen win on Saturday.
No, I think that's unlikely. We can probably rule that one out. But, I mean, we don't know, because we don't know what engine modes teams are running. We don't know, you know, this, that and the other. On a slightly separate note, have you watched any of the new Drive to Survive yet? I am going somewhere with this.
I haven't. I mean, I'm never really too keen on Drive to Survive, but I'm getting on a plane in about 24 hours' time, so I'm going to try and whiz through it then.
Fair. I mean, I'm also not a particularly big fan of Drive to Survive, and I'll get to that in a minute, but one thing that did make me laugh slightly on it was a Will Buxton quote about Haas. Have you seen it?
No, go on.
He was talking about Haas last season. He said, Haas are in a really difficult spot. It's not like they're bringing a knife to a gunfight. They're bringing a spoon. Which I thought, you know...
That's clever.
They're probably sums spoon. Up Haas's 2023.
To be fair, those massive spoons, they're not half bad. You know those big ones you used to stir like your stew with?
Don't know how useful it'd be in a gunfight, though. I'm going to be honest.
But maybe it's more useful than a knife, because, I mean, this is me trying to save Haas.
I would love to know where this is going.
Let's say, both of us went to a gunfight, and you had a choice between a butter knife, like, probably about that big, hand, or those massive spoons you use to stir your soups and stir your stew. You're going to choose that because your range is much larger, and a butter knife isn't even that sharp.
I mean, yeah, I suppose if you want to get technical about the knives, then maybe, but...
I'm just trying to save, if you like, save the team.
Yeah. Anyway, the other thing that I was going to mention as well with the Alpine thing, they weren't very happy. The higher ups at Alpine weren't very happy that they finished sixth. So they could be very unhappy this year.
These higher ups at Alpine, they want them to be basically what Merck were a few years ago.
Like, everyone does, though, don't like. That's what everyone wants in the dream.
I'm sure Haas would love to be Red Bull, but... I mean, end of the day, it probably comes down to, obviously, they've been in the middle for quite a while. They probably haven't got the staff.
Yeah.
They've got the expertise to build a racing car. So can't really complain. I know they're throwing a lot of money into it, but are they being managed properly? They had that whole debacle with Otmar. Who was there before him? Was it Laurent Rossi?
Not Laurent Rossi. Cyril, or was there someone in between?
Yeah, Cyril. I think it was Cyril. But then after Cyril, did they have, like, no proper manager? They had, like, like three guys who would lead it, and no one really knew their names. So I feel like it's a team with a lack of direction, really. I mean, they're hardly going to persuade the best driver to come and drive for them. I know they got Ricciardo too, but Like, I mean, obviously, Gasly are not very good drivers, but they're not going to persuade a, you know, like a young hot. I mean, look at Piastri. He was their driver for his whole life, and then he jumped ship at the last second, didn't he?
Remember that, so, Twitter debacle?
Exactly. So, Alpine are just Alpine, you know. They're kind of like a Premier League team. They've got rich owners, and they just expect instant success without putting in any kind of groundwork. So people are Fulham. They're like Fulham. They are Fulham, where they've got loads of money, and they bought like a load of players, and they got relegated because you can't just, do you know what I mean? You can't just bake a cake with loads of mad ingredients and think it will taste nice. It needs to complement each other. And right now, they're not complementing each other, Alpine. I mean, the two drivers, they didn't like each other, so there you go.
That's true. They did speak about that in Drive to Survive, to be fair, this week, about, you know, they know they're not going to be best mates and blah, 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 blah.
Did they say what?
Yeah, they kind of went into it about, like, back in the karting days. I won't spoil it for you. I'll leave you on the edge of your seat.
Because I always thought it was over a female.
That's not what they said.
Is it?
In the thing.
See, I thought it was Gasly was... Gasly's a fairly good-looking guy, isn't he? And I thought the rumours I heard is that he'd sort of approached Ocon's girlfriend at the time. And then Ocon's girlfriend at the time was no longer Ocon's girlfriend and turned into Gasly's girlfriend. But I don't know how true that is.
That's not what they said on Drive to Survive. They said it was over a karting incident.
Get out. Was it over a karting incident?
Well, you can believe what you want to believe. The other things, obviously, I haven't watched all of it yet, but the out of place... No, I'll say that one second. The fake commentary is still there. You know, the one that's... But, as I said a few months ago on here, actually, I somewhat understand that if they're aiming Drive to Survive at a new audience, because I watched the Tour de France one, and I found the fake commentary quite useful. So, I'm not going to go in on it. What I am going to go in on is the Out of Place team radio. It's so irritating. Like, it's so obvious that it's out of place as well. It's like...
But is it obvious to you, or obvious to everyone?
No, it won't be... If you've never watched Formula One, it won't be obvious. You wouldn't know at all, but... It's like there was one, Stroll was chasing Russell down to turn one in Bahrain, and the engineer came on the radio like, okay, Russell ahead is struggling on his tyres. What, between the start of the race and turn one, you've radioed him saying Russell's ahead struggling on...
Yeah,
no,
that's ridiculous.
It's like, no, you haven't. And they use a couple of shots of the F2 grid at Silverstone rather than the F1 grid.
That's bad.
Certain things like that still grind me a bit, but no, it is better. This season is better, I will give them that.
Is Verstappen in it? Or did he pull out? Because I remember him saying he didn't like
him. I don't think I've seen him being interviewed yet, but none of the episodes have been about him yet. Mm. I'm only like four or five in.
My biggest bugbear in terms of, like, guess how they edit it was always during, they have someone do a qualifying lap, and then the engineer going, yeah, push. As if they're not going to be, you know, driving their heart out.
Yeah, going, that's still there.
As they got au rouge, something stupid like that.
Yeah, it's like the out of place team. They're loving an out of context team principal shot as well. Like if the team principal sort of celebrating an overtake, which is very, very clearly the end of the race that they're celebrating. So it's like, you know, there's still stuff like that. But the last couple of seasons, I think, were a bit rubbish. But this one does seem better so far.
I could imagine they've got like a shot of Toto Wolff going crazy. It's like Hamilton passes someone in like P15 in Saudi Arabia.
It's not quite that bad. But like, you know, clips where it's very obviously the end of the race. And it's like, you know, Piastri's just overtaking someone. It's like, well, that's not what you're celebrating. You're celebrating the fact that, you know, you've just got a podium at Silverstone, not that Piastri's managed to get up to fifth. Stuff like that. But
I hear it.
You know, you wouldn't know if you weren't sad and watch every practice, every qualifying in every race. So...
I'd say passionate then, not sad.
We'll go with passionate. Should we rank some liveries? We haven't done that yet.
Yes, let's. I feel like we're going to have quite a strong difference of opinion here, so I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I feel like I've gone quite bold on some of mine.
Bold? Oh, okay. Some of mine.
Should we go 10 to 1?
Yes, let's go 10 to 1.
Okie dokie. What livery have you put as the worst on the grid?
Okay, I've put Alpine.
Oh, so have I.
Because I feel like it's got a lot of potential. I'm quite a big fan of the blue and pink together, and I have been in the last couple of years. But it's black.
It's black.
There's barely any blue and pink on it. I mean, from the aerial shot, I don't mind it, but everywhere else, it's pretty.
The thing that gets me about the Alpine is it's not even like it's paint. It looks like it's stickers.
Yeah.
It looks like, you know, a kid's got hold of an F1 car and stuck some Duplo stickers on it.
I was going to say, do you remember when you was a kid and you could get the like little like, pulley cars and you put your own stickers on it? Or you too young for that?
I remember that.
Like, back in class,
I was still before the iPad generation, just about.
Just about.
I do remember that.
Was Jensen Button even more champion when you was born?
I think Schumacher won the year I was born.
I think he won. No, Hakkinen won. I think Hakkinen when I was born was it Schumacher. No, I think Schumacher was 2004. I think that's it. 2004 Schumacher. And then Alonso's 2005, 2006. What you?
It was Schumacher the year I was born. Yeah.
2003?
Yeah. Yeah.
There you go.
Right at the start of 03, but yeah, 03.
That's scary, man.
Anyway, I didn't think you'd put Alpine last, so I'm glad you agree.
No, I don't like it at all.
No, I think it's all right. And apparently it's terrible as well in terms of the actual car. Yeah. Gasly was very unhappy, and if rumours are to be believed, so is everyone else. Ninth.
Before we start, I just wrote my numbers out. So I'm looking for it now. I put Haas.
Okay.
I don't think there's many awful liveries. If anything, the Alpine is probably the only ugly one. I don't particularly dislike the Haas, but it doesn't really get me excited. I don't look at it and go, yeah, you know what? Like, it's just, it's decent. It's, I can bear it. And I think the Haas, when they had the Rich Energy colour scheme, the black and gold, with this sort of black and white and red, it's just a bit, I can't really get excited about it.
Yeah, I'm not going to disagree with you too harshly, but I haven't put it. I've put McLaren. Sorry, Shah, you're not here, but sorry. I just think it's too blocky. I said this last year.
Is it?
I don't know. From like the side on angle, it is basically all black with a little bit of orange. I know the nose looks quite nice because it's orange, but I don't know. I don't love it. I don't love it. And I think that McLaren used to be beautiful. When they first bought sort of the orange in 2019 McLaren, I was a huge fan of. The 2020 McLaren I really liked. Not such a big fan of this year's McLaren, I will be honest.
Wow. We're going to have a massive difference of opinion now on the McLaren.
Massive. Oh, is yours really high?
It's not very high, but it's...
Oh, okay.
Well, it's not high in ninth, to be fair.
Okay.
Eighth. Okay. You're definitely going to disagree with me here. Because I know you love this livery. I've put the RB.
Really?
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? I think I said it when it got launched.
I won't tell you where I've put that then.
You definitely put that first. I don't hate it. I think it's got a lot of potential. It's that white stripe on it. And I felt like there's too much white. Like the rear wing with the, is it all in the sponsor or is it Hugo Boss on the front wings? That's out of place. It looks like they're just forcing that logo, those logos onto the car. It's not like a seamless design kind of thing. And that white stripe on the nose, I'm not too keen on. I think the blue is a really nice colour blue. It's just, it's a bit busy, too much going on. I feel like the current AlphaTauri, well, I would like the AlphaTauri back in the day because it didn't have many sponsors on it. It was just like a nice sort of the dark kind of blue and the white complement each other quite well. So, I don't know, I feel like it's a bit of a step back, even though it's got a lot of potential. If they just cleared up that white and made it all blue, I would probably put it in the top three.
Okay. Well, I'll give my opinions on it later on. I've gone Haas eighth, and I don't really have a lot more to add, other than what you've already said, in the sense of it's a Haas. It's black and white. You know, and a bit of red, like what's that joke? It's black and white and red all over. Penguin in a desert. Penguin something. It's definitely a joke that involves those colours. but yeah, it's fine. It's also probably quite slow. Seventh.
Oh, okay. I'm going to struggle here because I've got basically I'm number 1 to 5. Five being the ugliest. I put Alpine 5, Haas 4, RB 3. The rest of them I put 2, so I'm just going to think what's the ugliest 2. Oh, I'm going to have to say Mercedes.
Really?
Yeah, do you know what? because we, I think we had a little talk about this in the last episode, or it was either off mic or on mic, I can't quite remember. But I know Shah was writing and raving about it, and you wasn't too keen. I feel like I'm somewhere in between. I quite like it. I quite like it's silver. I feel like they do overdo the black a bit. And I like that they're called the Silver Arrows, and they play in silver. I don't even remember years and years ago, right? You know Cardiff Football Club?
Yeah.
Do you remember this? So basically, they got this really wealthy owner from like Thailand or something like that. And their nickname is the Bluebirds. And because his favourite colour was red, he made them change their kit to red.
Oh, I do remember this.
Yeah. So that's what I feel like I'm going to say. Is like, obviously, I don't mind like doing season of black, but I feel like silver is the colour it should be. So I feel like it's kind of incorporated nicely with the sort of carbon black that everyone's running with. I'm still not too keen on the red or the Ineos, to be honest. But do you know what? I don't hate it. I don't think it's the best Merc I've ever seen, either. I would say of all the silver ones, it's probably one of the lower ranked. But at the same time, I wouldn't say I dislike it. So, yeah, P7 now?
P7 now. Okay. Well, I almost don't agree with myself, but I've put it here, so tough. I've actually gone the Williams.
Is it?
Which I do like it, but from certain angles, it's not as nice. And also, they lose points for having the name of the Haas team principal on the side of their car. That's just confusing. However, they do gain a lot of points for having the Duracell battery as the airbox, because I think that's really cool.
Wait, I didn't consider the fact that having a different team principal on the side of your car.
Well, imagine Mercedes drove around with Horner on the side of their car, or like Wolf on the Red Bull. Well, Horner might have been a bad example, actually. We still don't really know. But yeah, I mean, I know it's a sponsor. It just makes me laugh.
It is a very good point.
Yeah, just like, I mean, if you have like Steiner or something, that's like a hardcore one. That's cool. But Steiner. Komatsu, he's the new kid on the block.
What actually is Komatsu?
Huh?
What actually is Komatsu?
I don't actually know.
Brand?
I'll Google it. I'm probably going to bring up the Haas team sponsor though. Oh no, it's a Japanese multinational corporation that manufactures construction, mining, forestry, and military equipment, as well as diesel engines.
Oh. Wow,
and it's the Haas team principal.
That's pretty boring, that to be fair.
So yeah, I don't know. I feel like it's also just a bit too black. The bits that are blue are very nice, like the nose, but then it is also quite black in places. So a car of two halves. Terrible side pod with Komatsu on it, but brilliant airbox with Duracell on it.
Yeah, that's the thing for me. That's propping it up, is that Duracell airbox. That might be one of my favourite design innovations.
It's a nice touch.
Aesthetics in the last few years.
Yeah, it's so simple, but it's good.
Yep, that's what we like.
Sixth, we're on now.
We are on sixth. Okay, sixth. I've gone Red Bull. Not because I hate it. Again, I give it a two. It's more because, I mean, every year they make the exact same car, don't they?
Yeah,
I feel like Red Bull had no business going last in the sort of calendar of car log season, because there's nothing going to surprise. I think they should show them to the FIA whenever they finalise them, and then or F1, and F1 go, okay, right, we're going to do it in this order, because there's no reason for Red Bull to go last. Like, all the hype, and you're giving me the exact same thing. At least put, I don't know, like state class, like a completely new design or something like that.
Mm. Even Max on stream on one of his...
Yeah, he ruined it.
Was just like, yep, it's a Red Bull. That's sort of all he said. He was like, yeah, it's the same.
I get it's iconic and they can't really make it too different.
Mm.
But at least, you know, Haas, they always go first for like a week every year.
Yeah.
I wouldn't surprise me if soon they start, you know, like doing their car launch in like May, because they just love to get in so early. But... I think like Haas and Red Bull should go first because they always make the same sort of design. I feel like F1 should basically, based on the amount of hype or the amount of change, so like if it's a new team or a rebranded team, they should go near the end of the running order until the car launches. And one, two have come with the exact same car should go right at the start. So we have like this nice crescendo that we build up to. We go, oh my God, that new steak is beautiful. Rather than, oh, Red Bull's the exact same as it has been for the last 12 years. So yeah, sick for me.
Yeah, I mean, fair enough. I'm not going to disagree too harshly with it. I've put them very close to that. But it probably worked in Red Bull's favour this year, to be honest, going last. Obviously, with all the questions about that team and that team principle at the moment, it gave them a little bit of time to buy it. I know he was there anyway. But also, I feel like Haas always released their livery first, but they never released the car. So
yeah, they just do like, pictures, don't they?
Yeah, they can afford to do it that early because they're not giving away any secrets, whereas I'm pretty sure Red Bull launched, albeit a basic version, but launched their 2024 car. So maybe that's partly why, I don't know. But I've gone Aston Martin in sixth, and I really like the Aston Martin, but it's lost some points because it's exactly the same.
Yeah.
So, and also there's a really bare bit on the nose, in at least in the photos I'm looking at, and it just needs a sponsor or something to fill it out. I just think it's a bit more, if you're paying, I just think it's a bit more boring than last year. So I've put it sixth, but that green, the racing green is the issue. Beautiful.
It's that racing green is probably my favorite color on a car. Other than like a gloss black, maybe a gloss black. On an F1 car, that looked really boring. So yeah, for F1 car, I think that racing green is, oh, chef's kiss.
It's very nice. In fifth, I'll just say mine quickly because it's Red Bull. So, spoiler alert, there's nothing very exciting there for the exactly same reason. It's a Red Bull standard.
I've got Aston Martin fifth, so we've sort of swapped ours around.
Okay.
The fact that it's, like, racing green is delightful, but like you said, it isn't much different from last season.
No, it's not. Okay, in fourth, I was quite critical of this car, as you said, but it's growing on me slightly. I've gone Mercedes.
Okay.
I've gone Mercedes. Very much dependent on what angle I'm looking at it from, I'll be honest. But like side on, I think it's very nice with the silver transitioning to black with the stars at the back. I'm sure they've got the red star on there somewhere still for Niki Lauda. I actually don't mind the Ineos red. I think it brings a bit of colour. Their driver numbers annoy me, though. I feel like they'll be really hard to see. In real life, but
I quite like last year in Hamilton's car, like the yellow really popped. So you had like bright yellow helmet, you had the yellow numbers, you had the yellow things on those wheel things they have now.
I think George had green as well.
Yeah, so it was kind of useful for going on. Like, that's Hamilton, that's Russell. Normally you have to look at the airboxes. They've got a little T on there, haven't they? It's just to tell what driver's wearing, or obviously their helmets. But that really made it pop out. I think at the night races that really made it. Show, I think it looked really good at like Singapore and Saudi and etc. under the lights. I can't really argue with it. I mean, I feel like the last sort of three or four teams, so for me, from like P7 up to like P3, could all be put anywhere. They are sort of very similar in terms of my opinion. So,
yeah,
I mean, I'm surprised because when we spoke about it the other week, you was pretty critical of this Merc.
I was. But I've put McLaren last. I put McLaren second last. So if I'd put Merck sort of low as well, I think Charles would have proper kicked off at me when she comes back. So I had to, boost them up a bit.
Yeah, so basically the reason you put it this high is that you're scared of Charlotte.
But completely.
Okay, that's fair.
No, I do quite like it. It's great.
For me, it's got to be McLaren. Unlike you, I'm actually quite a fan of the orange and black. I quite like that as a colour scheme. I'm sad they haven't got that sort of shade of blue on there anymore. My one pet peeve, I mean, it's not the car, it's the driver's overalls. I'm not keen on them at all this year.
I can't think what they look like.
They're like a weird kind of like grey. Anyway, I think they're grey. Or I've been misled. But yeah, I quite like the orange and black and like the sort of, it's quite blocky, but I quite like that. I think it'll look good at the night races as well. So come Thursday, you'll see. But yeah, I'm pretty happy with it.
Ooh, yeah, see what you mean about the overalls.
Yeah, like they just don't really, I don't know, I think Piastri as well looks really weird in them.
Harsh.
Don't know what they look like when you go to like rental cars. And they just give you like any old suit. That's what it kind of reminds me of.
They do a little bit. And I mean, my problem with it isn't the orange and black colour scheme. I think that can work really well. It's just the way they've done it. It's like, we'll have a block of orange here, a block of black here. Let's go with a block of orange here. Like, I don't know. It feels like something that's sort of been Microsoft painted, just in block colours. I don't know.
I see it.
Done nicer. But I'm not, it's opinion, isn't it? Third, we might have put the same.
No, we definitely haven't because you've already put your one. I said, well, you would put one I'm going to say now. Williams.
Okay.
Williams, was it a couple of years ago that their cars weren't that nice, but now they've kind of got like this blue of different shades and it sort of fades into the black this year. I didn't actually consider the Komatsu sponsor when writing this list, so maybe if I had a bit more time, I might have been a bit lower. But it's just that airbox for me is world class. World
It is
class.
nice, isn't it?
And I feel like it's got a bit more sponsors than it used to. I was looking at the rear shots of the cars, and all of them have actual sponsors on their team name. I think other than Alpine, Haas, and Ferrari, just got nothing. But I remember Williams always basically had like two sponsors on the car, and now it's like they're getting a bit better. They've got a few more sponsors, which always makes it look a bit more professional. So, yeah, I'm a big fan of the Williams this year. Big fan.
You know what, I'm not massively disagreeing because I do quite like the Williams. I feel like maybe I've put it too low than it deserves to be, but I just feel like maybe I preferred other cars. Was that your third place? It
That
was,
was my
wasn't it?
third place.
Okay,
Let me
well,
think.
I have gone Ferrari in third place because I like
Oh,
it. I'm not saying I don't like it. I do very much like it, but I
know you're going
feel
to
like
say.
there have been nicer Ferraris
Oh,
before.
okay.
You know, from the top angle, there's quite a lot of black sort of towards the back of the airboxes leading towards the rear wing. I was demonstrating, but no one can see me. But yeah, the front wing's quite black as well. The halo's black. I don't know. I feel like, was it 20, like 2018 Ferrari, like the proper bright red one? Like, I really like that. Whereas, I don't know. I
Yes.
feel like it's not my favorite ever Ferrari. But like, there's a shot of all of them in like Singapore or something where like you've got the yellow Renault, it's like the red Ferrari, like they're really popping liveries. Whereas I feel like this isn't. It's not the nicest Ferrari livery I've ever seen, but I do like it. I'm not saying I don't like it. You know, I've put it third. I like the red wheel arches as well.
Okay. Well, we'll see what I put Ferrari. I Just a little spoiler, I'm a big fan of the Ferrari this year. So
Okay.
we'll see what
Second.
soon.
We're on to second now.
It makes me think, I'm not playing what two teams you've got left. I've got Steak and Ferrari, and you've got Steak and.
V-carb.
Oh, yes, V card. Let me get V card. Okay, so I feel like my two can be your one because my two is Steak. I like it. I like it a lot. I like it's like this. Sort of luminous green. It's a colour that's not really on the grid. It's different to the Aston Martin green. And do you remember a couple of years ago when they had like this mass exile of colour and everyone went for a blue car because Renault became Alpine. Who else was there? It became like sort of blue. Well, the pink racing point was gone and that became like the dark greeny blue of Aston Martin. So
You had the AlphaTauri that was blue, the Rebel was blue.
blue. Yeah, the Merc was black. So everyone was either black or blue.
Williams was bluish. Haas was
Yeah.
black. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So that became an issue for me because I'm a big fan of diversity and colour. But we lost that. So I feel like this is a slight return to it, even though it is majority black. I feel like I don't really have a problem with the carbon liveries if there's something else going on, and this has the same colours going on. It's like a luminous green, it really pops, I think. That would definitely look good at the night races. So well done, Steak slash Kick. I think that like it's kick, isn't it? Kick is the green bit.
I feel like they're kind of going with Sauber. I'm going to be honest. I feel like from
Yeah, no,
testing, it feels like
Sauber.
they've settled on Sauber now because they can't use
Oh,
Steak in some countries or stuff like that. So I feel
no, I
like
would.
pundit
Yeah,
wise, they've kind of settled on Sauber, but I don't know
I'll
what the
definitely
official.
settle on Sauber. But I'm saying, you know, the actual green, like the sponsorship, is
Oh yeah, that's
like
Kick. Yeah,
Kick's logo is green, isn't it? Yeah, so
that's Kick. And on
well done
the
to them.
timing screens, it's the
Yeah,
little
it's
green
Kick.
Kick symbol, which is quite nice actually. I actually haven't put it first. I've put it second. I've put
Oh.
it second because I was probably going to put it first, but I was a bit underwhelmed by it at pre-season testing. I feel like this is a night race livery, to be
Yeah.
honest, and I feel like they made that quite clear in the renders by doing them in a very dark room. But I don't know, like I had this image of really like neon, you know, fl not fluorescent, but almost fluorescent green. And then it sort of came on the track in the Bahrain daylight, which we don't see very often anyway. And it was basically just like a block green. And I was like, oh, you
I
know.
guess, I guess though, how many neon parties have you been to in the middle of the day?
Yeah, this is
Not
what,
many.
exactly. So I think when it is a night race, you know, it'll be really, really nice, but there's not that many night races, and it's a lovely livery, but it's lost some points. So I'm putting it second, but, you know, the driver kind of helps as well in this in this lineup.
Guan Yu Zhou, what a guy.
Yeah, the other one. No, but it's a, you know, it's a. I'm wearing a green hoodie today.
You know.
I'm showing my support of the State Kick Sauber Formula One team, whatever they're called. Actually, I didn't notice as well. Who was it that has Orlin on their rear wing now? Yes, I didn't realise that had gone over there. I still, for some reason, thought that was at Alfa Romeo with Kubica, but it obviously isn't. But yeah, it's a very nice livery, but it's not quite first for me. But it is different, thankfully. You know, it's a bit of colour on the grid,
yes,
finally.
We do like a bit of colour.
Which means you've put Ferrari first.
I have. Honestly, when I saw that unveiled a couple of weeks ago, I was like, yes, you know what? I love that. I love that a lot. It just instantly drew me in. And I know this is causing a bit of controversy, but the yellow, I think it's probably because of Shell. I quite like it on there. I quite like the yellow. I think, look, let's be real. It's very hard at any colour to throw that isn't red, maybe white or black. But the yellow, I think it doesn't look out of place. It kind of sits there where it sort of brings another element, another dimension to the car. And mostly, Ferrari is always beautiful because it's a Ferrari. It's red, and everyone loves a Ferrari. But I feel like this year they've managed to go up a notch. Is it my favourite Ferrari livery, like you said? Probably not. But I feel like Ferrari just already have a head start, and another team to beat them needs an absolute madness on their livery to beat a Ferrari. I feel like this year, no other team's done that madness. So for me, they are my top team.
Fair. I can't disagree too hard. They also put them quite high up, but I just feel like there's been nicer Ferraris in the past. But it is nice, and you know, it's not black or blue, so
exactly
that always helps. Well, I have gone VCarb, RB, whatever you want to call them, first. I love this livery. I know you were not a fan based on where you fit this, but I'm a huge fan of this livery. It just reminds me of the old Toro Rosso era, the 2018s, where all the liveries were beautiful. It's got a beautiful blue on it. The silver contrasts it quite well. Yeah, the white bits maybe a little bit too big where the Hugo Boss logo is, but I can live with that. It's fine. I do miss the wheel rims that AlphaTauri had. They were much nicer than these just black ones. But I think this is a beautiful livery. I'm a huge fan of it.
I do get you saying about the Toro Rosso vibes. I was a fan of the Toro Rosso liveries as well, sort of when they got rid of the gold bit on the wing. But it's just that white stuff. It's bugbearing me a little bit. Like I was watching, I think it was Sonoda in testing coming down one of the straights in Bahrain. I was just looking at it thinking, oh, like that has so much potential, but it's just got an ugly front wing. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I feel, yeah, I'm a big fan of it. I mean, obviously, I put it first. It is my favourite livery on the grid. I'm a big fan of it. I feel like I can get over the white. How often, really, do you look at a shot of a car front wing head on in a race? You don't.
But isn't the rear wings white as well? And I feel like when you look at a shot of them coming down a straight, you see the rear wing.
Yeah, you do. But I don't mind the rear wing. In a weird way.
Okay, let me picture you like this, right? You're watching Martin's grid walk, right? And obviously the camera's on a guy's shoulder, so he's looking down on the cars. He's going to look down on that front wing.
Well, can he do the grid walk sort of crouching then, so I get the side-on shot?
Well, he's looking at everyone's ankles.
Yeah, but just for the sake of the liveries, I have no interest in people's ankles. I just want the side-on liveries.
Well, I mean, Louis Vuitton be happy because everyone's wearing those shoes on the grid. Do you know how I see this VCarb, right? It's like a nice Spurs away kit. Like, it's really nice. The kit's nice, the colours are nice. But there's just something that's just ruined it for me. And it's a badge.
Yeah, you're funny.
I try my
best. No, it's the badge would make that 10 times better. No, before we deviate to football, no, it's... because you're doing better than us at the moment. No, I like the V-Cup. I'm a big fan of it. It reminds me of, you know, sort of the olden days. Not the olden days. 2018 is not exactly the olden days, is it? But the older days of F1, where the racing was closer, the cars were nicer. And I was watching back as well. I was watching back Monza, I think, 2021.
Oh, just what a race,
the cars had stuck to the floor. They are so much nicer visually. Like, the way that you can throw them around the corners, it's just beautiful compared to these 2023 cars that you have to lumber around every single corner.
They look clumsy, don't they? These modern era car, they look quite, especially at the slow speed, they look really clumsy. And
like, you know, like a Scalectric, kind of where the car is stuck. That's what they looked like. It's not what they look like anymore.
Yeah, no. I mean, I guess, I do feel like once the team sort of get closer together, the racing will be better. Because we've got 2021, oh, you know, I can't follow him because there's dirty, kind of thing, that kind of stuff. So hopefully, when someone does get near to Red Bull, they're able to race them rather than just tyres overheating.
Yeah, but then it's like, okay, well, we're going to make the cars be able to race closer together, but then the cars are going to be so far apart in terms of speed that there is no point.
I guess they kind of had to sort of bite that bullet. Because eventually, I mean, I think this year people will be closer to Red Bull, and then 2025 they'll be closer again. 2026 is the new engine regulation, so that might help it as well. So I feel like whenever there is a rule change, there will just be one team that just nails it, and then once other teams start catch on and start copying it, like 2014, you know, Merck were like 2 seconds ahead of everyone.
Yeah.
And then eventually, by the end of that sort of cycle of regulations, Red Bull were getting sort of closer. And so, yeah, man, I think I've got to be patient with it. I reckon 2026 will be a really good season. 26 will be a really good season.
Yeah. Hopefully, but I mean, well, I think next year, I'm excited for next year because obviously you've got the Hamilton to Ferrari and all that kind of. I'm excited for this year, but I was excited for last year, and it was one of the most boring F1 seasons we've ever had. I just missed 2021. Like, every single qualifying and every single race, every single qualifying was a three-way fight because I'd count Bottas in that, and then every single race you knew you had a two-way fight because Bottas would probably fall back slightly. Sorry, man, but I love you, but you weren't there.
Yeah, so it's like about that as well. That 2021, I can only think of one boring race, which was Qatar. But it wasn't boring in the grand scheme of things because it was like the third last race of the season, and Hamilton was trailing, and then Verstappen got the penalty in qualifying. If you remember that, that was also Tractable's first ever podcast. There you go.
It was actually, wasn't it? The Qatar. Yeah, it was 2021. Wow, we've been here a long time.
We have. It's going to be 3-year anniversary this year.
What should we do? Should we get a cake and stuff?
We should. We should. Maybe like a blue. Yeah, we get like the logo, blue and white. We get tracked on. We get like our faces made into like a little bit of icing.
Ooh, I don't know how I feel about that. Maybe we'll just go logo. and that I miss that end of season drama, like when it was Mexico and Max was miles ahead and you're like, oh, it's done, and then Lewis started to slowly come back, and then the drama at Saudi, and he won at Saudi, they went into Abu Dhabi level on points, and then they managed to ruin it completely.
I don't know if it's something like that again in our lifetime, mate. That was something you just had to drink it in, absorb it.
Yeah, it was a Hog Dini moment. It was a very rare moment you're not going to get very often. I think it's Shah and I. Shah and I will be back later in the week to preview Bahrain. We will do predictions. Jay, you'll send yours across, but you're jetting off to the other side of the world, so you're not going to be here. It's all right, I mean, for some.
Speaking of Abu Dhabi drama 2021, I'm actually going to the track on Thursday. Thursday?
I'm
Wednesday.
Very jealous.
Going there Wednesday night, actually. I'm walking around the track, so I will see the point where No Mug or No took place.
You have to send a little photo and be like, can you get a sticker printed, like one of a sort of square sticker of our logo, and then just stick it somewhere at the track?
Well, and then hopefully when F1 gets it, it'll still be there.
Yeah, just like, you know, on the, next to a grid box or something. Just stick our little sticker, and then you see Max lining up, and everyone goes, "What's that next to it?" And he's a little talk like that, and then the podcast downloads saw.
I don't know what you do. You should get like a little QR code, people can scan it whilst they're watching. I'll put it on the side of the hotel, that massive bridge they got. I'll put it on top of that.
That's true.
everyone will see that then. I'm not sure it will last until November, but we can hope.
You never know. You never know. Yeah, so we'll be back. We'll be back with predictions. We'll be back with previewing Bahrain. Yeah, anything to finally add before we
finish? Just make sure everyone obviously look out. The race is on Saturday this week for both Saudi and Bahrain. So make sure you're aware of that. And looking forward to it, man. Looking forward to it. I mean, probably come next week, we'll be talking about, oh my gosh, Max Verstappen is 27 years faster than the next driver. But at least for now, we can hope.
Yeah, yeah. As I say, I'm very much looking forward to just to practice, of course, but to FP, to quali, because that's where you'll get, you know, the first proper sense. And to be honest, I couldn't predict Q1's sort of exiters yet.
Exiters.
That's definitely not a word.
Exeter?
But
that's a city, isn't it?
Exeter, is it? But I feel like you have Haas down there. Williams will probably still just about be down there, but I actually think they might be all right. Rumoured to be believed Alpine's down there. Sauber always find themselves down there. B-Carb might... Like, I couldn't tell you the five favourites, which is nice, I suppose.
I'll tell you right now. Haas is Alpine's Sergeant. There you go.
Okay. Well, on that note, thank you very much for listening. Join us again later in the week. It's not very long. We'll be back very soon because Bahrain is early and so is Saudi, actually. Yeah, thanks for coming on, Jay. Great to chat. Great to rank the liveries and let us know if you agree or disagree.
Yes, do. Goodbye, Dan. That was a pleasure.
Great fun. Enjoy your holiday. But we will see you very soon. Thank you for listening. Join us in a couple of days. Goodbye.